We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's tough to mess up a Friday, but it's even tougher to mess up a Dolphins Friday, and it is a Dolphins Friday here on WQAM, brought to you by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Kia. We're going to talk right now with Dolphins linebacker Duke Riley for a couple minutes. Duke, we appreciate the time. Before we get started, I got to ask you this. What was it like being on the sideline, being on the field, and just your coach in general on the sideline during that comeback against Baltimore last week?
Oh, my gosh. That was probably I told numerous amount of people this, that that win against Baltimore was probably one of my most memorable wins, like, in the NFL. You know, I never had a game like that that I won that I was that far behind. You know, because usually when you're in the – opponent's field in their place up by 21. I mean, it's like they can't do nothing wrong, because every time you do something right, they end up doing something right. And on the sideline, it was just, you know, sometimes you get a feel like, oh, some guys are quitting. I've been on teams like that. And I didn't feel that. No one felt that. We went on halftime. We were down. We just, you know, looked at each other. You know, we looked at ourselves. You know, like, the word in the locker room was, what can I do to be better? You know what I mean? Like, how can I play better? What can we do? We just focused on techniques, and we wanted to string good series together. And I think that's what we just did. We just focused on us, you know, like, we wanted to get back to our game and how we play, instead of trying to, I guess you can say, play for their players or do things for their players. Like, we just took a better look at ourselves, and it was fortunate that we came out with the win. Our coach was, you know, happy. The first thing Coach Mike told us was, thank y'all for proving me right, you know, like, because he knew the type of players that we have and the type of men that we have in the locker room.
Hey, Duke, I got to ask you more specifically on that thing. Lamar Jackson runs 79 yards right at the end of the third. The place is going nuts. Now they're chanting MVP, and they got Lamar's picture all over the stadium, and they're going MVP, and I'm like, oh no, listen, I'm up doing the game, and I'm going, and I'm looking like, this thing's either going to get real ugly, and then all of a sudden you guys get all those stops. People forget about that. You get a fourth down stop, three and out, and all of a sudden, and by the way, at that point Tua scoring quickly with that passing game. Did right. You ever think, when Lamar went 79 though, did you ever think, man, this might not be our day when a quarterback runs 79 yards?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. Like, we're doing everything that we can. That's the hardest part. Whenever, you know, we stop them, we score, and then one play. I guess it was best that they did score fast. Needless to say, you know, like, because it gave us more time to, you know, regroup and
right.
Because all they had to do was literally, you know, control the clock, because they were up by 21 points in the fourth, right. You know, and we just kept playing our game. You know, I don't think I ever feel like we're out of the game, because, I mean, you see so many things happen in the NFL, you know, and like, you can have 10 seconds sometimes is a lot, you know. You can do a couple plays in 10 seconds if you have the right amount of timeouts, you know. We just kept digging, man. We didn't hang our heads. We didn't point any fingers. We just kept literally digging and fighting and scratching. And we were doing everything we could to get a win, and that's what we did. And I mean, I couldn't be happier, you know.
Yeah, I was,
couldn't be happier.
That was unbelievable. So Duke, I got to ask you, because people ask me. So they're going, what's going on with the pass rush, you know, in the last game? I said, well, I think you got to be careful, because if you overrush this dude and you leave open holes between linemen, Lamar is often running. When you pass rush or blitz that guy, is it a little different because he's the best running quarterback in the NFL?
It's 100% different, because, I mean, you get out of your lane. Anybody gets out of their lane. Anybody rushes. If you're rushing, you know, we teach get off. You know, if you're rushing past the quarterback, that's all he needs. You know, so it's almost a game where you got to kind of keep him in the pocket. And good on the stat sheet, not getting any sacks, but, like, you know, a 1 yard gain from Lamar Jackson was equivalent to an 8 yard loss for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey,
that's how important, like, playing against a guy like that, controlling him in the pocket, and because he's obviously, as we all know, dangerous with the ball in his hand.
So the other part is, so you go from Lamar, and I'm not so sure this guy, and you may disagree, he might be the second best running quarterback in the league, except he tries to run dudes over and gets physical. How do you change as far as this week getting ready for that guy?
We all know Josh Allen is playing some really good ball. He always has. And with this guy, you know, it's just like he's definitely going to – he's like a guy like Lamar, I guess you could say. Like you said, second best, you know, one or two who – I mean, it really doesn't really matter at that point, you know. But this guy's like a way harder guy to bring down because of his size. And he may not look as fast as people think he is, but, I mean – He leaves some guys behind sometimes, you know. So he has really good speed. He has really good, you know, really good. He makes a lot of good decisions. You know what I'm saying? So we're just gonna have to swarm to the ball, you know. The moment the ball's thrown, the moment the ball's ran, we're gonna have to have 11 guys to the hat like we've been practicing all OTAs, all training camp, and every day of the week. You know, we're just gonna have to play our game and get all hats to the ball. That's going to be our best chance.
Duke Riley joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I got to ask you this about your coach. Your coach has been a topic of conversation just nationally the last couple weeks, Coach McDaniel. Just a different kind of coach, not your screamy type of coach that we've seen in the past, old school. It's kind of a new breed of coach. What do you think of Coach McDaniel from the first day you met him up until where we are now?
Yeah, I met him. I remember the day we had our first team meeting. It was April 4th, 2020, 04-04-2022, all 4th. I'll never forget it. And it was his first, you know, it was his first team meeting as a head coach, so it was kind of iconic for him. And it was, you know, it's obviously a new coach. You don't know what you're going to get. And from the moment that he started talking to us, I realized, like, how this man wasn't just a genius coach. He was a genius. Like, he was a genius. Like, he was one of the smartest men that I've ever been around. You know, not even statistically, like, numbers-wise and ball-wise, like, I don't think there's anyone smarter than him that I've been around, at least, you know. I'm thankful to be playing for a coach like him who's a – He's young. He's very energetic. He understands people. I've seen him do things to players to make them so much better, and it's been amazing to see as a being the type of person and observing person that I am. I think a lot of the players in the locker room and people in the building, and I think everyone really appreciates. Playing for an individual like Mike, and it's just a blessing to be a part of. I think he's one of the best coaches I've ever had as a head coach. I think he's amazing. I think he's going to do great things for the city of Miami.
Duke, you know, it's funny you talk about that. You've had a up-close seat on the defense to watch what he's done in his relationship, just to follow up on that with Tua Tagovailoa and what he's done to where he's playing right now, where he was before. I'm guessing that's part of what you're talking about, just getting everybody's confidence and being so damn.
When someone, I'll just put it on myself. Let's say if I do something wrong at practice, instead of Mike, you know, pulling a clip up saying, "Yo, what are you doing? You know, like, you can't do this. You know, like, this is not how we do things here. This is not what you're supposed to do." He compliments me when I do it wrong. "Yo, like, I know." With his compliments, he'll pull up a clip of me doing it right, of me doing it and showing. And, like, it's like, I don't know, like, what it does for, like, people, but, like, I know for a fact, like, seeing it happen and seeing it up close, like, the way he talks to people and players and treats people, like, with the utmost respect, and, like, he lets the players know and everybody knows that he believes in them and he only wants the best. And just having that, you know, like, I don't know. Like, as a player, it just gives you the utmost confidence. You know, like, he'll pull you up. Like, he'll compliment you. Whenever, like, I've never heard Mike, like, ever since I've been here. And, like, usually you hear it the first day from people. You know, like, get on somebody. You know, get on somebody for doing something wrong. It's always encouragement. It's always, yo,
man,
how can we fix this? You know, it's a perfect combination of everything, I think. You know, like, the way he is, the type of person he is, his comedy. He's hilarious, honestly. And I just love the fact that I'm in the building every day and I get a chance to listen to the things that he says, because, you know, one day maybe I want to be a coach and use a lot of the things that a lot of his ways.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's been fun to watch through camp and where you guys are. So I got to ask you, we all have different opinions about this. It's only the third game of 17. It is the Bills.
Right.
They've dominated us now for 3.5 years, 7 straight wins. How do you guys treat this game going into this one against the Bills?
We remember how we feel. You know, there's a lot of things that go by and in life that you know, kind of push away and you just forget about. But, like, especially, you know, my first year with the Dolphins was last year, and it was nothing like feeling like losing to a team twice, at least, since I've been here, you know. And I can remember last year they made a first down in the third, because it was like 10-3, I want to say, going into the fourth last year, our second game at least. And I just remember them, like, you know, waving at us, saying bye and stuff like that. And it just didn't feel good. You know what I mean? It's going to be a real good game. I think they're a great opponent for us to play the third week. You know, there's a lot of hype behind that team. There's a lot of hype behind us as well. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, but you can't ever believe the hype, you know, like, what you really got to believe is just watch the guys out there, watch the team out there who's playing harder for each other. You know, that's what it's really going to come down to, the team who's fighting for each other. Like, this ain't the third week. Like, this is the Super Bowl. You know, like, every game is an opportunity to put your best film out there, to give people in the world another opportunity to see what you can do. You know, because it's really not all about what you've done. You know, because what you've done doesn't really matter. It's about what you do next. So I think that regardless of the outcome, I think that we're going to play hard for each other. I think that, you know, we believe in each other, and I know they do as well. I'm not saying that they don't, but I think it's going to be a really good game. It's going to be a really good fun one to watch. It's going to be a really good fun one to play in.
Yeah.
You know, this is the type of games that you dream for as a player, you know, like having the opportunity to play against one of the best teams in the NFL right now, you know, so they say, you know, like, and it's early, you could say all that, but, like, we have a vision. We have a we have one goal in mind, and you know, and it's really just to play our best at all times, and you know, play complimentary football. We know we have to do a lot of things correctly, and we have to play hard, and everything will be, you know, it'll turn out to be the way we want it to be. You know, we can't think about how good they are or whatever, but we just got to really look at each other and, you know, push each other and hold each other accountable every single play, every single practice, every single meeting, regardless of what it is. It's going to be a really big week for us. It's going to be a really big week for everyone who's a part of this, you know. And then we got a quick turnaround next week. We got a Thursday game against another great opponent, you know. So you got to take it day by day at this point, you know. Like, yeah, it's early, and, you know, it's week three. Well, you know, we're trying to do something special here, you know. We're trying to because we have special guys in the room, you know. We have – I think this is the best locker room I've been a part of, and I'm proud to say that. You know, I'm not just saying that just because I want the Dolphins. You know, I played on great teams. I played in Philly. I played in Atlanta after they went to the Super Bowl. There's a lot of guys in there, but this room – in particular, this locker room in particular is one of my favorites, and I just appreciate being a part of it.
Duke, thank you, man. Thanks for being so honest everything. Really appreciate it. Thanks for getting up with us this morning, and obviously good luck on Sunday against the Bills. Appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Duke Riley, linebacker for the Miami Dolphins, getting all set up for the Bills and Dolphins coming up on Sunday. Hey, Cancer Fighters, registration's now open for the 13th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer. That's Saturday, February 25th. Sign up to join Miami Dolphins in the next year's run, walk, or ride, and raise funds for the DCC, which donates 100% of participation. Raise funds for innovative cancer research at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Registration closes February 11th. Visit DolphinsChallengeCancer.com. That's DolphinsChallengeCancer.com to sign up and start donating today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.